Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains August 15th through the 18th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right, so today we're going to do a deep dive into a letter, and it was sent to the Nightmare Neighbors podcast.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I've heard of that one.
Those stories that kind of make you, like, you know, grateful that your neighbors are just, like, you know, slightly annoying. Right. Well, this one goes way beyond slightly annoying.
Oh.
This listener wrote in about swapping city life for a kind of peaceful, you know, haven in the woods.
Yeah.
Only to find themselves, like, smack dab in the middle of a situation that is, I don't know how to describe it, equal parts unsettling and strangely hilarious.
It's funny how these stories play with our expectations, right?
Yeah.
We always think about, you know, rural life, like peace and quiet.
Right.
Like a porch swing lemonade.
Totally.
But this one kind of turns that on its head.
It does.
It shows how isolation can create a whole new brand of crazy.
Yeah. Our listener paints this picture of their dream home.
Right.
It's nestled in the woods, miles from, like, the city and the hustle and bustle.
Yeah.
But even during their final walkthrough before they buy the place, this shirtless dude in a rusty truck pulls up and delivers this ominous warning not to move in.
Oh, wow. Like, get out of here.
Totally a red flag.
Yeah. You would think that most people would run away.
Yeah.
But our listener seems determined to make this, like, rural dream a reality.
Yeah.
And then that's when they meet their neighbors.
Oh, boy.
The hip campers.
So hip camper. So we're talking like Airbnb, but for camping.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That sounds harmless enough, right?
Yeah. I'm picturing, like, you know, s'mores and ghost stories.
Right around a crackling fire.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling it doesn't stay so idyllic for very long.
I think you're right to be suspicious.
Yeah.
The letter describes these weekend warriors as, like, free spirits, which quickly translates to late night drum circles.
Oh, no.
And bonfires fueled by a copious amount of alcohol.
And bad decisions.
Yeah.
The letter describes one incident where this group of drunk campers start pouring lighter fluid onto this bonfire.
Oh, my God.
It got so out of control that our listener had to step in and put it out themselves.
Wow. That takes some serious guts to, like, you know, risk your own safety to, like, protect a bunch of strangers from burning down an entire forest.
It's amazing.
I'm guessing they didn't exactly get a round of applause for their heroism.
Not quite the opposite, actually.
No way. They got booed.
They got booed for putting out the fire.
What is going on with these people?
It makes you wonder, right? Like, is it just obliviousness or a disregard for, like, the environment or safety.
Or common sense.
Or common sense. Yeah, a mix of all three.
Really unsettling.
It's unsettling.
And if those campers weren't enough to disrupt the peace, things take an even stranger turn when our listener encounters their other set of neighbors.
Oh no.
The letter introduces them as the Tweaker Colony.
Ooh, that's when the story starts to feel like a psychological thriller.
Yeah.
You as a reader are getting these like unsettling glimpses into the tweakers' lives.
Mm-hmm.
But the letter writer is still trying to rationalize it all.
Yeah, you can sense their struggle to like stay optimistic. The letter describes these dilapidated trailers scattered across a weed-filled lot.
Oh, wow.
With shopping carts overflowing with scrap metal like mysteriously appearing and disappearing.
What?
Yeah.
That's so strange.
There are these strange noises at night, you know, whispers and shouts, the sound of power tools.
Oh, my.
Even what might have been gunshots.
Oh, wow.
It's a lot.
That sounds scary.
Yeah. And then there's the encounter with this scrawny guy who's searching for his missing dog.
Okay.
Which adds another layer of unease.
Right.
Did they ever find that dog?
That's the thing. The dog is never mentioned again.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like this loose end.
Like a Chekhov's gun for unease.
Exactly.
It's just like hanging in the air, making you wonder what else is lurking beneath the surface
yeah.
of this seemingly quiet community.
Yeah.
Things are getting really creepy now.
Yeah.
I have a feeling this is just the tip of the iceberg.
You're absolutely right. The letter describes this gradual escalation of events.
Oh, boy.
A slow burn that builds to a truly bizarre climax.
I can't wait to hear about it.
And that climax, you guessed it, involves another fire.
Okay.
But this time, it's not a bonfire fueled by, like, reckless abandon.
Okay.
It's a plastic patio table.
What?
Set ablaze by a group of hip campers trying to grill burgers.
Hold on. They tried to grill on a plastic table?
Yes.
That's a special kind of cluelessness.
It really is. Like, they're so focused on, you know, escaping from the city and having this, like, rural experience.
Right.
That they forget basic safety precautions.
Right, completely.
Yeah.
So what happens? Does the table just like melt into a gooey mess?
Well, yeah, but it gets much more complicated than that.
Okay.
The letter describes the campers panicking.
Uh-huh.
As the table catches fire.
Yeah.
Then trying to douse the flames with beer.
Beer? They tried to put out the fire with beer?
Apparently so.
Wow.
And as you can imagine, their firefighting strategy did not work.
Yeah, I bet that made things worse.
Much worse. And that's when the tweakers enter the scene.
Oh, boy.
Drawn by the commotion.
This is where it gets really good. I'm picturing this chaotic mix of, like, drunk campers, unpredictable tweakers, and a melting plastic table fueled by beer.
It's like a Coen Brothers movie.
Seriously?
It's this perfect storm of bad decisions and bizarre circumstances.
So do the firefighters show up to this chaotic scene?
They do, and their reaction speaks volumes.
What'd I say?
Well, the letter quotes one of the firefighters saying, this is a disaster waiting to happen.
Ominous.
Very ominous.
Okay, what happens next?
This is where the chickens enter the story.
Okay.
At first, the letter describes them with this like sense of whimsical charm.
Chickens, whimsical charm. I don't see the connection.
Well, you know, the tweakers have this flock of chickens running around their property.
Okay.
And it initially seems like an oddly endearing detail.
Okay, but knowing this story, I bet it doesn't stay charming for long.
You're right. The chickens being chickens, they escape their coop.
Oh.
And they wander onto our listener's property.
Oh, no. I sense a tragedy involving a chicken and a dog.
You are right. The letter describes the listener's dog, Max, killing one of the escaped chickens.
Oh.
And while it might seem like a minor incident,
yeah,
it triggers this like wave of paranoia and fear in our listener.
Okay. I can see why they'd be worried. I mean, who knows what these tweakers might do.
Exactly. And so the listener ends up burying the chicken in their compost pile.
Oh, my God.
Convinced they're, like, covering up a crime.
Wow.
And that's when the accusations start flying.
What do they say?
The tweakers are convinced our listener is stealing their chickens.
What?
Yeah. And things escalate to this late-night confrontation with a gasoline-soaked, enraged neighbor.
Wait, gasoline-soaked as in he doused himself in gasoline?
Yes.
That's taking things to a whole other level.
It's a classic example of how misunderstandings and fear can escalate a seemingly minor incident into something really dangerous.
So what happens? Does the guy light himself on fire? Does our listener, like, talk him down?
The letter doesn't actually say how the confrontation ends.
Oh, come on.
But it does describe the situation reaching a boiling point. With this massive block party that combines both the hip campers and the tweakers.
A block party with the campers and the tweakers? I gotta hear about this.
It's a scene straight out of a fever dream.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Imagine drunk campers dancing alongside tweakers, kids waving sparklers dangerously close to dry brush, multiple generators running all night, music blaring into the wee hours of the morning.
Oh, wow. It's like they've created their own little world out there.
Completely detached from reality.
So what do the authorities have to say about all this?
Well, the sheriff's department eventually shows up.
Yeah.
But they find everyone peacefully gathered around a bonfire as if the chaos had never happened.
So they like flipped a switch and turned off the crazy just for the cops.
It's so strange and unsettling. It's like they're all in on this like bizarre unspoken agreement.
Right.
What does our listener make of all this? Are they starting to piece together what's really going on?
I think so. The letter describes this growing sense of realization that this isn't just random chaos.
Okay.
There's a system at work here. What do you mean?
The strange symbiotic relationship between the campers and the tweakers.
So the campers are essentially funding the tweakers' lifestyle, right?
They're paying for protection and firewood.
Which really translates to just like looking the other way.
Right, and accepting whatever questionable activities are happening on the property.
It's like a bizarre off-the-grid rural economy.
Yeah.
Fueled by a shared desire to escape like the rules and norms of mainstream society.
Exactly.
And it sounds like this strange little ecosystem is about to get disrupted. So who comes along to like shake up this weird understanding between the campers and the tweakers?
It's the property manager.
Oh, okay.
And with their arrival, the whole illusion of normalcy just crumbles.
Really?
Like someone turned on the lights at a, you know, at a seedy nightclub. Everyone scatters.
Wait, so the tweakers just like disappear?
That's right. They vanish almost overnight.
Wow. It's like they were never there.
It's really strange.
Poof, just a strange and unsettling memory. And what about the hip campers? Are they still like blissfully grilling their burgers on plastic tables?
Not quite.
What happened?
One of the campers had a little mishap with a bonfire.
Oh.
And ended up setting their own tent on fire.
Oh, no.
So they sued the hip camp.
Oh, okay.
And the whole operation got shut down.
Talk about karma, right? It's amazing.
So peace is restored to our listeners' woodland retreat.
You would think they would feel this sense of relief.
Right.
But they don't.
Why not?
They've seen the underbelly of this idyllic community, and it's changed their whole perspective.
Yeah, I bet it's like you can't unsee it now, right?
Exactly.
They've had this glimpse into a world that most people only see in movies.
Right.
And it's left them feeling shaken.
It makes you think about how our romanticized views of rural life can clash with the realities, you know?
Right.
We tend to idealize these small, close-knit communities.
Totally.
But this story shows us that those communities can hide secrets and complexities.
Yeah, for sure.
That we may never understand.
Right.
It makes you wonder if escaping to the countryside for a simpler life is even possible.
Yeah, maybe the chaos just takes on different forms.
Maybe. So what do you think this story tells us about our assumptions about rural life versus city life?
Are they really all that different?
That's a good question.
I think the lines between rural and urban are blurrier than we like to think.
Yeah.
Maybe we all have our own versions of nightmare neighbors.
That's true.
Whether we live in a bustling city or a quiet town in the woods.
It makes you wonder what secrets your own neighbors are hiding.
Right.
This deep dive has been a roller coaster.
It really has.
It had laughter, suspense, even a touch of horror.
And chickens.
Yeah. Big kudos to our listener for sharing their story with us.
Absolutely.
And to everyone listening, have you ever encountered any interesting neighbors?
Yeah, let us know.
We'd love to hear your stories. Until next time, stay curious and maybe keep an eye on that house down the street.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.